Can Europe invest now to avoid future lockdowns? As heads of state and international organizations meet at the Paris Peace Forum, we ask whether investing in treatments now could help end this crisis. Throughout Europe, countries have gone into new lockdowns. The COVID-19 pandemic is a social and an economic crisis just as much as it is a health crisis. The costs are too great for countries to be stuck in an endless cycle of lockdowns. Lives and livelihoods. Lockdowns cause short-term economic losses, but with the aim of getting the virus under control more quickly and allowing the economy to get back to normal sooner. There are no easy answers, but the economic costs of a prolonged pandemic are thought to be higher than the costs of a lockdown. But lockdowns are only a short-term solution to buy more time and keep outbreaks under control. Vaccines, treatments and tests are the long-term solutions to ending the pandemic. While recent results from vaccine trials are causes for optimism, that is only one of the tools needed. Better tests and treatments must be available to tackle outbreaks and stop further lockdowns. The time to act is now. We need tests to provide a quicker and more accurate diagnosis of COVID-19, helping to stop its spread, and a greater range of treatments for those with mild to severe symptoms, to save lives and help reduce the burden on national health systems. So far, dexamethasone is the only drug which has been shown to reduce mortality in hospitalized patients. Early clinical trial results for another type of drug, monoclonal antibodies, have also shown encouraging signs. Researchers are hoping to know whether these new drugs are effective by the end of the year. But researchers have found that two other drugs that have been widely talked about, hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir, do not reduce the risk of dying of COVID-19 or the length of time people need to stay in hospital. A global solution. Researchers are working at unprecedented speed to develop COVID-19 treatments, but they need more support. Of the total funding of $6.6 billion needed for therapeutics through the end of 2021, $750 million is an immediate need to intensify efforts on monoclonal antibodies. It's an investment that relies on countries and international organizations showing leadership, pooling resources together, and acknowledging that this crisis can only be overcome if we act together. Related content.